The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I won't send roses or hold the door.
Oh, boy. Robert Goulet. That's how you know Al Gattulo's not off. 5 minutes after seven. I like Robert Goulet.
Just listen to that voice.
Yeah.
Which dress you
You know what? In the morning, though, it's a little slow. You know, in the morning, you want to hear, you know, music that's
playing a lot of upbeat stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You know, maybe somebody's just waking up and they need to hear something a little calmer.
This will put them right back to sleep just waking up. If you're just waking up, Joe Piscopo is not here. He's going to be back on Monday. He had to take off today because he's doing an event tonight and had another event last night. He's getting rave reviews on his performance last night at the Doodles for Hunger auction, which was put together by John Catsimatidis and Margot. And they said he did a great job. So I have no doubt that he did. Joe is a phenomenal live entertainer, always does a great job. So we're tracking all the latest news, including Mike Bloomberg jumping into the presidential race, Jeff Sessions jumping into the Alabama Senate race. And we're still watching this impeachment stuff in Washington, D.C. Now, the latest with this is House Republicans are pushing to subpoena the so-called whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal. Now, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan told reporters yesterday that the man or woman, now we know who this is, and there's a big debate about whether people should say the whistleblower's name or not. I don't really believe this is a whistleblower. I kind of think we should say his name. I haven't really been given any direction from management in this regard, so I'm gonna hold off. But, I don't know. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just say his name. Democrats who run the committee are expected to reject the request. This whistleblower filed a formal complaint against Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine, and the call is at the center of this whole impeachment investigation. Now, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. We've seen the transcript of the phone call. We know what was in it. So I'm not sure why the whistleblower, who wasn't even on the call to begin with, he just heard about the call, why he's so important to this whole process. But that's just me. Do you have a take on whether or not this whistleblower should be named, Al?
Yeah, I think the whistleblower should be named. I think they should, let's get it out in the open. Let's have complete transparency here of all of these things, and let's move on. I do think that in some ways this is a concerted effort to take down the president because he just doesn't go along with Washington
politics. Well, you're right, and Jeff Sessions alluded to that yesterday in his appearance with Tucker Carlson. But I tend to agree with you that we should identify the whistleblower. I mean, if you look at the comparisons, and I've seen a number of people make these comparisons to Watergate and Nixon with Deep Throat. It's very, very different. First of all, Deep Throat, and who we now know his identity, was W. Mark Felt. Deep Throat entered a confidential arrangement with two journalists, and revealing his identity, those journalists revealing his identity, would have violated basic journalistic standards. Now, the current whistleblower has no such arrangement with any journalist. Yet journalists maintain that they have to conceal his identity anyway. I think it's a little silly. Journalists know the whistleblower's identity. Members of Congress know it. Lots of people know it. I know it. The question is whether the general public ought to know it as well. Anybody with Google can know it. Unless you think the media and Adam Schiff have this God-given right to exclusive dominion over this information, to paraphrase my friend Michael Tracy, who tweeted something like that. But this whistleblower so-called whistleblower. It's not, I don't even think it's a whistleblower, quote-unquote whistleblower. This quote-unquote whistleblower launched a process that will likely culminate in the impeachment of the president, but journalists would like to inform you that you have no right to know any basic details about this individual. Well, shouldn't we know everything about him? Shouldn't we have the opportunity to evaluate his credibility? Shouldn't we have the opportunity to evaluate whether we think he's truthful or not, or whether he maybe has a political axe to grind against the president, or maybe he just disagrees with the president on policy, and that's what's driving this? So I tend to agree with Al that we should name the whistleblower. What do you guys think? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. I know that both Kevin McCullough and Sebastian Gorka both named the whistleblowers on their show, but I don't necessarily want to get in trouble with Jerry. So unless we'll see what the listeners say. If you guys think we should name him, then we'll name him. If not, unless I get direction from management otherwise, then we won't. 877-970-2999. I thought that story that you did, Al, about moving the bull was quite interesting. Now, we have...
I could not be happier. They changed...
Well, so let me explain for folks that don't spend a lot of time in Lower Manhattan and, right. and maybe haven't been to New York City, because Joe has grown this audience so much. We do have a lot of listeners from around the country. In the Financial District, right on Broadway in Bowling Green, there's a giant bull that has been up for about 30 years that used to be at Wall Street. And now yesterday, the mayor announced that they are going to move it back to its original spot near the New York Stock Exchange. Give me your take.
And what you have to understand is as you're going down Broadway there, the road forks in two directions. If you stay to your right, you continue down Broadway to get to the West Side Highway. If you go to the left, you'll be going further to the east side of Manhattan towards the other end of Wall Street. So they recently changed the traffic pattern there where it used to fork. Now it's kind of they usher you to the right lane, but there's a bus lane all the way to your far right. And then you have to make a sort of half left to go down to continue on the east side. And you can obviously continue straight to go on the Broadway. So what ends up happening is you have these idiotic tourists that need to take a picture of the bull, but they need it at 16 different Instagram angles so they can get the perfect picture. So they stand in the middle of the street sometimes as I'm driving down. It's very annoying. I've come close to hitting somebody now. We've been driving back and forth to this station. We've been here, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been in this location 6 years. I've probably almost hit people at least 15 times
in 6 years. I tend to agree with you. First of all, I'm a pedestrian and a driver, and there's always a sea of humanity around this bull at all times.
Well, it used to be with the girl.
They moved Fearless Girl to Wall Street.
Correct.
Right? So they want to move the bull to Wall Street as well.
Which is smart, because where they want to put it is a perfect spot.
Yes,
isn't it
is.
Across from the Washington building?
Yeah. From
Federal Hall.
Right, exactly.
Right.
The New York Stock Exchange, that's where it is, on Wall Street. But a lot of people are not happy about it. Arthur Piccolo with the Bowling Green Association says that he's furious. He doesn't want to move the bull. This is what he said.
30 years. This is the greatest attraction in the city for 30 years. It's proven itself.
So why can't it prove
itself? Is it really
itself?
The greatest?
Well, it's a nice attraction. It's
okay.
nice.
I don't know about the greatest.
You know how this bull came about is the artist who...
From Sicily.
Arturo Di Modica. Hmm. He just put it up. Didn't ask anybody's permission.
Yeah.
Just put it up.
Back
Barry
in the
Gorilla.
Day when, you know...
Yeah, which I love. I love that.
Right.
But he put it up in front of the stock exchange because, remember, it was right. We were in a stock market doldrum. We were in a bear market. And so he put up this bull, which is gorgeous, as a sign of maybe bringing back the good fortunes of a bull market.
Right.
That's where it should be. It should be in front of Wall Street. I do not understand. The New York Post came out against this today as well. I am totally with Al and the mayor on this.
I think
this bull would be much better served to be on Wall Street in front of the stock market. It would be great for the traders to see it.
So,
there are no cars on Wall Street. People
are
just walking around.
So the day they had the protest... Now, this was a couple of weeks before some guy with a banjo decided to hit the bull or whatever in a fit of rage over President Trump or whatever, right? So he damages the bull, and there was significant damage, so much so that they had to bring the guy back from Sicily to supervise repairs. Like, that's how bad it was, right? So then a couple of weeks later, you had these idiots protesting about climate change. Now, I was driving right
at the moment. Why are they idiots? They're idiots because you disagree with them?
No, because they were disrupting traffic flow and could have gotten people hurt.
Right. Okay.
Because they were staging a die-in on the street. That's where I have. That's where they're stupid. You can protest all you want. So as I'm driving down Broadway, these people behind me, I had just happened to get past it, are just dropping in the street like they had gotten shot. And then they're pouring paint all over the bull. What did the bull do
to deserve paint all over it? The bull didn't deport anybody.
Right.
Right. The bull didn't cut anybody's taxes.
And the bull didn't cause climate change.
That's right. So give us your reaction. One, do you think we should name the whistleblower? 877-970-2999. Two, do you think we should move the bull? So far, we're all in agreement. De Blasio, Al, me, everybody except Arthur Piccolo. I think I get emails from Arthur Piccolo occasionally. I think he's a little wacky. If it's the person that I'm thinking
of. Well, first of all, he says it's the greatest attraction in 30 years.
Like, you know how we all have these wacky listeners that email us sometimes? I think Arthur Piccolo is one of these guys that's wacky and is always upset.
I usually block them.
Yeah. I don't block anybody. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I will not block you, no matter how insulting you are to me.
I'll mute you. You can find me
on Twitter at Frank Moreno. But so if it's who I'm thinking of, he's a little wacky. 877-970-2999. You have Al, the mayor, and Frank on one side, you have Arthur Piccolo and the New York Post on the other side. What do you think? 877-970-2999.
Just got a tweet from Paula Garrett, and she says, move the ball.
Move the ball.
Move it.
Move the ball. And let's have some extra O's in there as if it was a cow. Moo.
Why not?
Let's say hello to Marianne in Cliffside Park. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Frank. I think you should name the whistleblower. If the shoe were on the other foot, I'm sure the Dems would be shouting the name all over the place.
I think you're right, Marianne. I think we I think you're right. There's another area where very rarely Al and me tend to agree.
I know, scary. We need to disagree about something.
Yeah, we will, I'm sure. So I think we will, unless Jerry says not to, or Phil says not to, then we will by the end of the show. Let me say hello to Bill on Staten Island. Bill, are you calling from Bull's Head?
No, I'm in Rossville.
Fair enough. That's a good one. Thank you.
Okay. I think that the bull should be moved because it is a traffic nightmare over there. That's one good idea. I do agree with the mayor for safety purposes. And maybe people can keep a better eye on it so it won't be damaged.
Yeah.
That's one point. And my point on the whistleblower is he should be exposed because they are hiding him like a bad pimple. It's unbelievable. So much cover up. It's disgusting. This is America. You know, we got to. You want to accuse me of something? You know, you got to come face to face, and especially with a president. I mean, look what he's doing to the country. This guy.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Bill. Bill, thank you. It is very interesting that the establishment is protecting a whistleblower. Usually, whistleblowers go against the establishment. Where were all these guys when Ed Snowden wanted to blow the whistle?
Right.
Now, Ed Snowden ultimately didn't choose to remain anonymous like this guy. But I don't remember anybody said, we got to protect Edward Snowden. We got to protect him. These guys were all calling him for him to be hung. So, it's very rare to see the establishment protect a whistleblower this way. The only reason they're doing it is because it's anti-Trump.
Last thing on the bull before we move on to something else here. I don't know what the city was doing with changing the traffic pattern over there, too. Have you seen the new traffic pattern?
Yeah.
I don't understand this jog to the left. It creates more traffic because what ends up happening is people think they can still go left and they have to swing back to the right and then stop and turn while pedestrians are walking by. It's the most inane thing I've ever seen.
Well, it certainly is interesting. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk with Brian Kilmeade. Brian Kilmeade is doing very well over at Fox and Friends. And what I love about Brian is he loves history, and he's written all these great history books that are with eras in history that, or aspects of history that people may not have known about or may not have paid much attention to. Now he's done it with the Alamo and Sam Houston. So we're going to talk with him about that next. Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, John Gambling still to come, and the former Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis. All that in your phone calls at 877-970-2999. Debbie, how's the traffic around the bowl this morning?
Yeah, I'm just checking the traffic patterns out here by the bill. It looks like Broadway is moving pretty slowly as usual here downtown as you get down toward Battery Place. Battery Place, a lot of volume here by State Street as well. Watch for some extra heavy traffic as well over on Whitehall Street. Now, traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to Canal Street as well, getting out toward the Holland Tunnel. The inbound Holland about 10 to 15. Volume on Tunnelly Avenue southbound getting down toward the covered roadway about 25 in now at the Lincoln. And up at the GWB, we're getting reports of a problem now over at the George Washington Bridge. An accident now reported at the GWB on the upper level. It looks like two lanes blocked, so at least 25 to 30 here at the GWB. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE West at the Grand Central. An accident blocking a lane there. And some stop-and-go traffic on the Southern State Parkway West getting out toward Eagle Ave with an accident cleared. Over on 82, getting up into Hopewell Junction, some problems with a down pole and wires and serious accident on the Garden State Parkway North at 135 in Clark. Two lanes remain blocked. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, Tuesday, 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. On Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie, we have a very, very special announcement. You don't want to miss it. 8:05, Tuesday, Piscopo in the Morning.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More people were watching Walt Disney's movies over the summer. Its revenue, the money it brings in, rose 34%, helped by The Lion King, Toy Story 4, and Aladdin. Disney had expenses in the quarter as it invested in its new streaming services, Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, that debut next week. The parent company of Sears and Kmart is closing another 96 stores by February. That will leave just 182 Sears or Kmart locations. The Wall Street Journal says many stores are in disrepair and the shelves are bare of crucial products. The Dow and S&P 500 closed in record territory yesterday after signs of progress in trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 182, NASDAQ added 23, the S&P up 8. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Massachusetts Minutemen at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience, please, the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. Dealing with dummies, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Alex Kinsella, thank you, Mr. Kinsella. The general manager prides himself on his low lease offers. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. So if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, free oil change and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, please. All European models are excluded. You love the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy always tells me about. You'll be at dinner with Iggy Giuffre. Great guy. I don't know. You know, I love that service center. They're so committed at Route 22 Toyota to helping you. And Iggy's a great. Carmelo and Chester, this great family that is at the largest indoor automobile showroom, brand spanking new, with a brand new customer lounge right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check it out. But you can start here. This is the easy part. Start here. 855-621-9949. You jump on the phone real quick. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. They're the family over there at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or again, check this out, please. Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage and blue is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas.
726, we're going to be chatting about Texas and specifically the Alamo with Brian Kilmeade in just a moment. But meantime, we're catching you up on all the latest news you might have missed at 877-970-2999. That's our phone number if you want to weigh in on anything we're discussing. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to the folks over at WBAI. Those of you that listen to my Sunday show know I've been spending a lot of time talking about this and focusing on this, and we did a whole hour on this on Sunday morning. But WBAI, and I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble for mentioning another radio station, but they're really not a competitor to us. They're non-commercial. They don't have anywhere near our audience, and it's such a different format. But they're back on the air. A judge ordered them back on the air. So as of yesterday, they are broadcasting again locally. So I'm a big WBAI listener. Obviously, this is my favorite radio station, but I do listen to WBAI once in a while. So I am very pleased that they are back up and running again. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens going forward. But I do want to, you know, yesterday, what are you doing this weekend, Al?
Tonight, I'm just keeping it low key. I'm I'm going food shopping before my wife gets home, going to the gym, probably going to bed early because my buddy and I, my best friend and I, have to leave very early tomorrow to head up to West Point to take part in the Army UMass game.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're doing
listeners,
that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be at the Kimsey Center with tickets. Tickets sold out for the event, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I believe there's still one person who hasn't
I thought they tracked that guy down.
Did they track him down?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
contact the radio station if you're listening.
I am spending a big portion of my weekend writing out wedding thank you cards.
Oh. Oh, and then Sunday I have the Jets-Giants game.
Oh!
Something I'm so not
Boy, that's
to.
Alien versus Predator. No matter who wins, we lose.
It's going to be bad. It's really going to be bad. I'm not looking forward to that game.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That is going to be something. Now they both have one win, right?
No.
The Giants have two. Wins. That's right. They're setting the world on fire.
It's the battle of MetLife.
That's for sure. Now, what are they? Obviously, when the Mets play the Yankees, it's called the Subway Series. Correct. When the Jets play the Giants, what do they call that? A turnpike?
They call it the Snoopy
game?
Bowl because they get a Snoopy trophy. You know who wins?
Is that true? Do they really?
I believe that's in the preseason, but who cares?
All right. Well, a guy that knows a thing or two about both sports, history, and politics is the one and only Brian Kilmeade. He's a co-host of Fox and Friends and the author of the new book, Sam Houston, or as we New Yorkers call it, Sam Houston, and the Alamo Rangers, the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed American history. Brian, it's great to talk with you again. Congratulations on the book. Thanks for letting me crash your book party the other night.
Well, you know what? There was a lot of wine and there was a lot of liquor left. At the end of the night, they actually said, do you want to put this on a count or do you want to take this home? And that means that you showed tremendous discipline along with all my other friends to the point where I actually overshot. I overestimated the livers of my friends and family.
Brian, let me assure you, and I appreciate you going top shelf open bar, but I got your money's worth with the number of maker's marks that I consumed from the bar. So it was your other buddies that were teetotaling that day. Brian, I want to talk to you about the book. It's a fascinating book. I've been enjoying reading it this week.
But
I have to get your take on Mike Bloomberg jumping into the presidential race. Where do you think this goes? Something tells me he will not be as devoted a Fox and Friends viewer as the current occupant of the White House.
He never watched, never came on as mayor, almost ever. So one thing I would say is this. He's run a city, he's run a company, and he's had success in both. But he left extremely unpopular. You know, he decided at the end, I'm going to demand you have a smaller size drink when it comes to fast food places and started getting into people's diets. We know his stance on guns is extremely left. We know his fanaticism when it comes to green energy is almost unhinged. But we know that he knows capitalism. You know that he's got not only Wall Street. You know he's got a business first attitude, and he is a self-made success story.
Yeah.
To me, he underlines the panic on the left. This guy is almost 80, and he has been out of the game for 4 or 5 years. So he said to himself, Biden is shot. Warren is scary. Mayor Pete can't run a small city of South Bend effectively, and that's a fact. So who are you left with? Kamala Harris, who now wants to put the insurance industry out of work as well as the energy industry out of work, and when pressed, said, I'm going to give anyone in the energy sector who loses their job. This story came out last night, $80,000.
Wow.
Okay, so goodbye fracking, goodbye oil production. Here's $80,000. You know, go learn to knit. Or make T-shirts.
Brian, I got to ask you about the book. I know you're being pulled in a bunch of different directions, and you have a number of other interviews to get to. But I'm so glad you wrote about this book because Texas these days is a place where New Yorkers go to escape taxes. And it's I guess if you're a Texan, New York is a place you go to escape Beto O'Rourke. But this is an aspect of American history that not a lot of people talk about on a regular basis. What prompted your interest in Sam Houston and the Alamo? And give our listeners a little bit of the context about what was going on in the country and in Texas at the time of the Alamo.
Well, I mean, real simple. I mean, we all know, remember the Alamo, but as New Yorkers, you know, we have one day of that in school in Texas. They have a whole year, and they have another year in high school. And they grow up with family stories. So many are linked to it. And you have a situation 60 years after our revolution, people wanted a fresh start, whether it was divorce, whether it was bankruptcy, or they just want another opportunity. They weren't achieving what they wanted to achieve. In Davy Crockett's case, he lost an election. In William Barrett Travis' case, he got a divorce and tried to shoot the guy that was having an affair, he thought, with his wife. So he goes, okay, I think I'll try it somewhere else. So it was a new start after a new start. And what they did in a deal that Stephen F. Austin's dad, Moses Austin, cut is put more people into Texas on invitation in 10 years than Spain and later Mexico would put in 300 years. It was supposed to come with the Louisiana Purchase. Jefferson thought he had it. It was a real big controversy back then. So they were still willing to be part of a Mexican state. But when Mexico threw out their constitution and told a bunch of Texans they have lost their rights, and the freedom and liberty are not something that's going to be part of what Mexico's about. They said, excuse me, do you know who we are? We're going to fight to get it back. and it was Sam Houston who reported to lead a Texan army, not yet trained or consolidated, in a very short period of time to take on a standing army marching up to subdue a Texan state. And in that Texan state, the first stop, after some initial wins with Texas, was the Alamo. It was a disaster. Goliad, a disaster. San Jacinto was the overwhelming win. And I try to tell the whole story in this and let people know this is an American story, and the West would not have been won without it.
So Texas was its own country for 10 years. That's why they still call it the Lone Star State. It was the Lone Star Republic. Ultimately, Sam Houston even favored the annexation of Texas by the United States. How do you think history would have turned out if Texas would have remained an independent country?
We wouldn't have been, obviously, nearly as big and large. I do sense they wanted to be Americanized, and I don't think they possibly could have survived. I mean, it was going to be us or the British that took Texas. And it was the British coming in saying, listen, I can offer you a good deal. We treat our states a lot better now. We've learned from our mistakes in the past. And Sam Houston kind of courting them that forced the Americans, us, to take action. Because the whole free state, slave state thing was one of the top issues, along with the American Indian issue. And that really forced America's hand. And they became, 9 years later, they became a part of America. But for 9 years, they were their own country. And they did manage to survive while the threat of Mexico coming back was a daily fear, because they thought that when Sam Houston won and forced Santa Ana to sign over Texas, they tried to say, well, he was under duress. He never should have signed over Texas. And that you became in your own country illegally. And they didn't have much of a standing army then. So there was a fear. So something had to give. But the pride that Texans have is a pride Americans should have, because they came from all around to rally. And one thing and something else, extremely tough, resilient, and they did not miss. The Americans knew how to shoot. We had better guns. And the reason we had to shoot is because we had to live. If you don't shoot things, you don't eat. And they were great at eating and shooting things.
We're talking to Brian Kilmeade. Brian, you're going to be signing copies and of the book Tuesday at Book Review out on Long Island?
Yeah, I mean, I hope to see. I don't want to make you come see me twice. Once in Long Island. But Book Review is a legendary independent bookstore. So 7 o'clock, I'll talk, I'll sign, and hopefully get a chance to meet people and talk a little about this slice of American history. Because sadly, I think America we're in the middle of a war on history. So we can push back and take pride in our past. I think we'd understand. We won't panic about the current consternation in our politics today.
Well, Brian, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for writing this book, and thanks for your passion for getting more Americans, including American adults, interested in history in such an accessible way. Best of luck to you.
Thanks so much. Continued success on your show.
Thank you. And if you want to comment on any portion of our discussion, you're welcome to give me a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. If you want to comment on anything else, aside from Sam Houston, or as we New Yorkers say, Houston, you're welcome to do so as well. Coming up next, John DiDomenico, the best Trump impersonator you will ever hear, joins us in studio. This is Frank Morano sitting in for Joe Piscopo. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Authorities investigating a crash in Queens involving a bus and two other vehicles. One vehicle could be seen smashed up a bit. NBC is reporting that this happened a little after 6:30 this morning at 187th Street and Jamaica Avenue. No word on any injuries. The Salvation Army is going digital, accepting donations by cell phone during their famous Red Kettle campaign. The holiday tradition is now underway, and at spots around New York City, you'll hear the telltale jingle bells. But even if you don't have cash, you can still give. By scanning a code on signage near the kettles, you can make donations directly to the Salvation Army that will benefit things like local food pantries based off your billing zip code. Officials say the hope is to make donating easier as it becomes less common for people to carry cash. And there is no profile of a student attacker. That's one of the key findings of a new study on targeted school violence by the Secret Service National Threat Assessment Center. The report looked at 41 incidents of attacks at K-12 schools in the U.S. between 2008 and 2017. It found that all of the attackers showed concerning behaviors, and many talked about their plans to attack. The study also showed Most attackers had experienced psychological, behavioral, or developmental symptoms, and most were victims of bullying. In sports, Rangers doubled up the Hurricanes 4-2. Blue Shirts have won 4 of their last 5. The Islanders' 10-game winning streak is over. They blew a 3-0 lead, lost 4-3 to the Penguins in overtime. Devils led 2-1 in the second period, but gave up 4 unanswered goals in a 5-2 loss at Calgary. And in Thursday Night Football, it was the Raiders over the Chargers, 26-24. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. New Jersey Transit experiencing 20-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station with problems at the Portal Drawbridge. Let's see what's happening on the PATH trains. Hoboken to 33rd, delays with signal problems. Also, Newark to World Trade, some earlier problems there clear. We're seeing delays over on the downtown 4, 5, and 6 trains. And we're going to head out to the inbound GWB. An accident pushed off to the shoulder, but 30 minutes into the upper, about 25 to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20. We're still seeing delays on the Garden State Parkway northbound up through 135 with a collision cleared. And watch for an overturned vehicle now on the Garden State Parkway south at exit 120. A car flipped over. Expect delays on the LIE west right at the Grand Central with an accident being cleaned up. It's stop and go as you head over to the LIE west at Vets Highway. An accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Notch in New York City is looking for data scientists at all levels who will be responsible for performing data modeling and analysis regarding online marketing usage. We are looking for data scientists interested in working on the cutting edge of data marketing analytic applications. Send resumes to Garrison Gibbons at Notch Inc., 52 Walker Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10013, and reference this WNYM radio ad. Garrison Gibbons at Notch Inc., 52 Walker Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10013. Please reference this WNYM radio ad.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Dell celebrates your small business this season with the Black Friday Sneak Peek. Our biggest Black Friday ever starts right now. Save up to 45% on Windows 10 computers with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers, plus a huge selection of the latest electronics, all with free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
I've got in my hand this great book by Mr. John Bramnick, Why People Don't Like You. This is such a fun book. And if you're looking to impart wisdom and common sense on your teenager or college student, you want to prepare them for the real world, but know a lecture from mom and dad will make their eyes glaze over, right? If any of these resonate with you, you get a copy of Why People Don't Like You. The book was written by my buddy, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bramnick. And you need this book for your kids, you know, because John used his experience as a trial attorney and comedian. And he's one of the funniest cats around. You've seen him. You hear him. We play his cuts when we do the Friday funnies to compile 200 need-to-know rules and nuggets of wisdom. Not only are they great pieces of advice for young adults, they're hilarious, you know. And so, you know, a few perfect ones for kids, you know. Don't be late. Don't say, I look tired. You know, don't say someone looks tired here. Here's another one, too. Never ask a woman if she is pregnant. Reach deep when tipping the shoe guy, valet people, or others. Thank you, John. I honestly believe that. Oh, this is a great one. When you board a plane, don't smack people with your backpack or briefcase. If I get one more person with the backpack and they turn around, they don't realize it's like having another person on their back bumping you around. You got to check out this book called Why People Don't Like You. You know, it's a must-have for the college know-it-all or angst-ridden teen. Order your copy of Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick on Amazon.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is just a tremendous honor for us here on the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm a big Trump supporter, have been for two decades, literally. I've been hoping he would run for president since the year 2000. I've gotten the chance to meet then-citizen, now President Trump, several times over the years, but never had the opportunity to interview him on the radio, at least not since he's been in office. But imagine my surprise when I was told that because he's coming in town for the Veterans Day parade on Monday, even though he's no longer a New Yorker, he was willing to spend a few minutes with his favorite morning show. It is my great honor to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning. This is absolutely tremendous, and I have to tell you, I never get tired of Hail to the Chief. I think they're going to retire it after I'm done. That's going to be the last time. I'll come up with a new song.
They should have an exit theme for you.
They should, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Maybe a combination of Money, Money, Money by the OJs and Hail to the Chief and something else.
So, Mr. President, a lot of us understand your decision to leave New York, given the hostile tax climate and the hostile political climate, but set the record straight first. Why did you choose to move to Florida?
Well, because it's, Mar-a-Lago is absolutely incredible. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's so much nicer. I love New York. And I'm not just saying that because most of the buildings have my name on it. I love this city. It's a tremendous city, fantastic city. But New Jersey, I think, is getting much closer to us. You know, one of the things I wanted to do was build a wall around New York and make New Jersey pay for it, because they're not sending us their best. Terrible people, the New Jerseyans. And Chris Christie, oh my God, this guy. You know, he was a friend of mine, but I don't know what's happened to him recently. You know, he's kind of disappeared on me. You know, Chris is an interesting guy. He's a type A person. Personality, type 2 diabetes.
Mr. President, another New York billionaire is jumping into the presidential race. It looks like Mike Bloomberg, who actually appeared in an episode or two of The Apprentice, is jumping into the presidential race. Are you worried about Mike Bloomberg?
No, not at all. Mike's a nice guy. I know a lot of nice guys. I know a lot of tough guys. Mike is not a tough guy. He's I say Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe is so old they discontinued his blood type. But Mike is so... This guy is so boring, I have to tell you. I think his wife's secret intimate name for him is Bloomberg when they're making love. This guy is so bad. I don't know. He's going to go nowhere. And it's late. It's very late for him.
All right. Well, some people are saying it's getting late early when it comes to impeachment. There have been these impeachment hearings going on. Are you all concerned about what's happening with the...
Do I look concerned?
You don't.
Do I look concerned? Number one, this is so ridiculous. What a tremendous waste of time. Like Mulvaney said, we do this all the time. You do this, you just can't give people money. Just can't give them money. You got it. You know what I mean? You got to say, listen, you got to do this, you got to do that. It's not a big deal.
What about the allegation that there was a quid pro quo involved?
Well, I have to tell you something. You know me, Frank. Okay? I don't like seafood. I would never have any quid of any kind. The other two were fine, but the quid, I'm not a quid guy. I've never been a quid guy.
So it's no secret that while he was working for you, your Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, the two of you had sort of a tough relationship. Now it looks like he's running for U.S. Senate again in Alabama. Any chance you might support him?
No way. Not going to happen. You know what? He should have told me he was going to recuse himself. He should have told me. But he didn't. Then he recused himself. Then he's not there. You know what? I should have had Bill Barr from the beginning. Great guy.
Well, a lot of people are saying that you asked Bill Barr to hold a press conference essentially exonerating you and attacking the claims of a quid pro quo on all this Ukraine business.
Right.
Washington Post published that story yesterday. Is that true?
Well, it's true. It's 100% true. But you have to understand, the thing is, it's all true. The part being not the story necessarily, but all the stuff that's true. Because, listen, I didn't do anything. There was no quid pro quo. And someone's got to speak for me. Someone's got to speak for me. Because, you know, Twitter's great. I have 60 million followers. Did you know that? 60 million followers. But everyone's got to know what's going on. That this is just such a joke. Such a waste of money. Such a waste of money. And we want to save money. We could give more money to other people. Not that I like to do that, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, a lot of people are saying when you were in New York last weekend for this big UFC fight that you were greeted with a chorus of boos. Peter King, who was with you, says that's not the case. Set the record straight for us.
First of all, there were no boos at Madison Square Garden. And at Game 5 of the World Series, people thought it was booze, but what they were saying is, I'm their boo. I'm their boo. It's very hip among the kids. I'm their boo. They love me. They love me. All the Snapchat and TikTok and things like that.
So Donald Trump Jr., your son, has a new book out.
And a new beard. How about that beard?
What about that beard?
Incredible beard. So amazing. Such a great beard. That beard could chop down a tree, I have to tell you. Tremendous beard.
Mr. President, before...
He was on The View.
He did great on The View.
I got to tell you something. You know what? I got to give that kid credit. He walked into a firing squad. A bunch of premenstrual, whatever you call that, estrogen and laden, all those chemicals the women are on.
Before we let you go, Mr. President, tell us, I know you're in town for the Veterans Day Parade on Monday. Tell us why this is such an important cause for you, the veterans.
Well, you know what? Our veterans are so incredible. They give and they give and they give and they put themselves in harm's way. But you know what? They're not treated right. They do all this incredible stuff, amazing training. They devote their lives, so much honor. But when they get out, you know what? They're not treated right. So we got to make sure that people have constant awareness about what our veterans have done. They've been underserved, and they need to be constantly recognized and taken care of because they've done for us, and now we need to do for them.
Don't you think they overcharge from time to time? I brought a cat in one time. It cost me like $1,200 for 3 days.
Well, yes, but you got to realize you got to find a good vet. A good vet's important.
Those are the ones you're celebrating.
They're the ones we're celebrating. You know what I mean? You can bring your pet to it anytime. The 24-hour ones are amazing. I just have to tell you.
All right. We have one quick question from a listener. You mind taking a call?
No, not at all.
877-970-2999 if you have a question for the president. Viviana is in Brooklyn. The president's a busy man.
I like that name. That's a beautiful
God
name.
God bless you, President Trump. Let me tell you, as a fellow New Yorker and a Bronxite, we sorely miss you. We are very upset at how Cuomo and de Blasio has treated you.
Oh, de Blasio. What a mess. What a mess that guy is.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're
praying for you.
Thank you.
We want to let you know that Trump 2020, God's going to put you up there and keep you making America great and towards God.
Thank you, Viviana.
Just so you know, Viviana, we are going to win. We're going to win in 2020. I'm going to ensure it. We're going to get rid of the outdated, outmoded Electoral College and replace it with Trump University.
Right,
it's going to be absolutely
before
incredible.
We go to traffic, lest any we have a War of the Worlds moment, let me reassure people that this was not Donald Trump. This has been the comedic stylings of star impressionist John DiDomenico. John, you're in town to do the Gold Glove. With Joe tonight.
Yes, I am. That's top secret. Don't tell anybody. You let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, I'm here for that, and we've got an amazing. It's going to be an amazing show.
Great. Well, it should be a lot of fun, and I know you're doing some other events while you're in town. You definitely give our best to Joe tonight because I know he was excited.
He's sleeping. I'm not. What am I doing here? Why am I here?
See, that's why I want to congratulate you on being engaged.
Birthday was the other day too.
Yeah, your birthday. I heard you made your last alimony payment to a recent ex-wife, so congratulations on that as well. No better time to start cultivating a new one, so congratulations on all that. And the Best of Vegas award that you just won out there. So
best impersonator. I'm really excited about that.
All right. Well, do you want to, Mr. President, you want to take us to traffic with Debbie Duhaime?
Well, you know what? I love New York, and I love the traffic. It's so jammed up. You need someone to explain it. And here she is.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Let us have it, Debbie.
Thanks, Mr. President. Let's see what's happening right now, everybody. We're going to head to the westbound side of the BQE, bumper to bumper into the Williamsburg Bridge. It's an accident being cleared. Kind of busy right now at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Throgs Neck Bridge is moving slowly, getting into the Bronx. We're getting reports of an accident. And watch for slowdowns as you head to the Garden State Parkway South at 120. It's an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo with a special MyPillow alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials, Mike Lindell's newest book, MyPillow Towels, at 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use the promo code AM 970.
Now, we all know the power the IRS has, and it's a bit scary. IRS has been putting more and more warnings in letters like, "We may speak to your neighbor, employers, or others if needed." Or, "IRS may communicate with other agencies about your case, such as the DOJ." And there's, "If you owe over $50K, the IRS may restrict or revoke your passport." Folks, don't play around when it comes to the IRS. And don't try and deal with them on your own. You'll get creamed. Call the expert help you need today, and call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution right now. Rush Tax, A-plus rated with the BBB, an unheard of zero complaint history. So if you owe the IRS personally or you're behind on payroll taxes, it's the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Tuesday, 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer, on Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie. We have a very, very special announcement. You don't want to miss it. 8:05, Tuesday, Piscopo in the Morning.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
If you're feeling run down, you know, I'm telling you to please try Balance of Nature. Try Balance of Nature. I had this great conversation. I told you, I was with all these holistic folks last night, I told you. And I said, you know what you have to try? And they said, what's that, Joe? I said, Balance of Nature. They said, we've heard you talk about Balance of Nature. And I explain how Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor who came up with the concept of putting fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That is all Balance of Nature is. It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. I have to tell you, too, when you sit with the Howard family, and I will talk to Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, a lovely wife, and I started talking about antioxidants. She knew exactly every ingredient within Balance of Nature. It took years for Dr. Howard to develop this. And this is a medical doctor who understands, I hesitate to use the word holistic, but it is. It's a holistic approach to medicine because Balance of Nature are antioxidants, and those antioxidants in Balance of Nature attack the free radicals within your body and make you feel better. You owe it to yourself to at least try Balance of Nature. That's why the Howards are giving you a 35% discount and free shipping, please, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or start here, please. You owe it to yourself to go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Couple minutes before 8 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Moreno in for Joe Piscopo. An action-packed show still to come. Marlena Shivo is here. We'll chat with her. We'll chat with Jeffrey Lyons about movies. Mike Gallagher will give us a preview of what's on his show. The great John Gambling will be here. And, of course, the Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis. But if you stepped outside today, you know that the big story is the weather. A man who knows all when it comes to telling the future, at least of the weather, is our AM 970 The Answer weather analyst Joe Lundberg. Joe, how's it looking today?
It's looking fine, at least in terms of sunshine, but it's not going to be warm. Barely above 40, and with a wind, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s all day long. So it's a bundle-up kind of day. I mean, we're stepping out into winter today, even though it's 42 days away.
And then what are we in store for the weekend?
The weekend's dry. We'll see sun and some clouds tomorrow, low 40s. Then we get into the low 50s Sunday and probably above 50 degrees Monday. But then another one of these Arctic fronts comes through Tuesday. Probably a little rain with it. Maybe it ends with some snow. Big thing is middle of next week, it's even colder than today's going to be.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And now what about folks that have a problem with allergies? Are they in any danger?
Allergy forecast today brought to you by Balance of Nature is low. So if you've got an allergy sufferer, you're in good shape today.
Excellent. All right, Joe, we'll check in with you next hour. Thank you. So, still to come, John Gambling, Marlena Shivo, Mike Gallagher, Jeffrey Lyons, and Kristen Davis, the madam, not the Sex and the City actress. It is going to be a fun show. We'd love to hear from you if you want to comment on anything that we've covered thus far. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Al Catullo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The estranged wife of the late car singer Rick Ocasek is out of his will. The New York Post reports Ocasek claims his former supermodel wife, Paulina Porizkova, abandoned him as they were in the process of divorcing. The will, which is now public, lists Ocasek's assets to include $5 million in copyrights, but just $15,000 in cash. Porizkova was the one who found Ocasek's body in his Manhattan townhouse back in September. Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrives this weekend in New York City. The 77-foot-tall, 14-ton Norway spruce on its way from Orange County, New York, where it was chopped down yesterday at the Florida home of Carol Schultz. Tree will be driven into Rockefeller Plaza on Saturday morning, raised off its trailer, put in place by a crane. It'll be lit during the annual tree lighting ceremony on December 4th. In sports, Rangers beat the Hurricanes, Penguins over the Islanders, Flames smoke the Devils Thursday night football, Raiders over the Chargers.